Now it's time for a really cool part of this podcast where we're going to go through the top 8 memories of each month, and we're not going to do it alone.
My goodness.
We're going to make some phone calls, and we're going to try to get Twinkle on here. We're going to try to get who else are we going to try to get? William
Scout Post. Maven. Fasten your seatbelt, Ryan Drums.
Yep. And I do plus one before I dial out here, right?
Yeah. Good old Skype.
And I don't do any dashes, right?
Correct.
All right, we're calling Twinkle. Let's see if we can get through to her. How long have we been going?
25 minutes.
Gosh, we gotta hurry. It's gonna be the longest podcast ever.
And the best.
Oh, totally the best. What's her real name?
Twinkle?
Oh, Karen. Come on, answer.
Hello?
Karen.
Hi.
Hey, can you hear me?
Hey.
It's David and William.
Hello.
You are on live. Are you ready to roll?
Dude, I have May, but June's not quite ready yet.
That's fine. Well, let's go through May, and Scout Post isn't going to be able to do June after all.
You could try giving her a call and see.
Okay, we'll try. Well, let's go through. Twinkle is here. Twinkle, you want to say hi to everybody?
Hello, everybody.
Hey, and we've got the top 8 moments from each month, and Twinkle's going to do May for us. And basically, these are just moments in the experience. She's gone through and looked at all the old posts, looked through all the old comments. Some of them might be favorite comments of hers. Some of them might be favorite moments in the actual game. But we're going to let her share them. And Twinkle, I've got a little sound effect here I want you to listen to. Tell me if you can hear this.
Let's get it on with number 8.
That wasn't loud enough. Let me do that again.
Yeah.
You ready?
Let's get it on with number 8.
Did you hear that?
No. All I can hear is the honker ducky dinger jamboree going on in the background here.
Oh, at your house?
Let's get it on with number 8.
All right, well...
Let's get it on with number 8.
It's Thomas...
Let's get it on with number 8.
Oh, dear.
It's Thomas Middlework saying, let's get it on with number 8.
Let's get it on with number 8.
And then you'll do number 8, and Thomas is going to introduce each one of the 8 top moments. And I will say it for you if you can't hear it. So here we go. Let's get it on with number 8, Twinkle.
I have to pick 8. Okay. The Hurley for Men cologne commercial.
Ooh.
Wow.
And when did that occur? I've seen it, but I didn't remember when that came out in the experience. But
right.
That came out in May?
That came out in May and near the very beginning. I don't remember if it was on like before. It was on before the Jimmy Kimmel thing, but I don't know if it might have been the same night or it was around that time when he was on Jimmy Kimmel.
Right, and they showed the Hurley for Men cologne commercial. Awesome. Number...
It's just like heaven with number 7.
Number 7.
Let's get it on with number...
Number 7, Twinkle.
let's see. The very first comment on TLEC.
Ooh. When was that?
It was Top Dog. Tap Dog? Tap Dog?
Tap Dog.
Telling us to go to the website and use Breaking Frame for the dupe comments to get in.
That is awesome.
He didn't tell us what would happen. He just told us to go in. And that was on clue number 4. There were 3 clues that didn't have any comments initially. Now they do. And that was the first dated comment I found.
That's awesome. So on clue number 4, Tap Dog came on, said, go to the website, use Breaking Strain.
That's old school.
And that is awesome, too, because that's a great comment.
Right.
That's a great. And then other people went back and commented on the other one. So Tap Dog was our first comment. Let's go on.
Get your fix with number 6.
Number 6. What's your number 6 moment from May?
I really liked it how up near the beginning, right, May 5th, you laid the tone for the whole blog when you said, lots of people wondering why we're going on to the trouble of maintaining the site. We do it because you matter to us, because we care about more than the game.
Right. Cool.
I really appreciated that.
Well, man, that's why we started, and that's why I couldn't be more pleased with the result of the Lost Experience Clues website, because we really did create it to try to foster a sense of community in the midst of this game, and really be more involved with people than we were with, you know, just the result of the game, because we knew, hey, this deal is going to end at some point, probably in September or October. At the beginning, we knew it was going to end, but we knew that relationships last longer than that. So we thought it would be really important and fun to take part of that. So that was number six.
I feel so alive with number five.
Number five. Go ahead.
You're making me condense stuff here.
I'm sorry.
So much good stuff. That's all right. I'm going to combine two into one. The first 100 comments. The first post was over 100 comments.
Oh, which one was that?
Well, there were two of them. There was clue number 22, where Persephone spoke in code.
Mm-hmm.
But it got over 100 comments because people would go back days, weeks, months later and go back to that conversation and post more stuff there. In the very beginning, it wasn't like what we do now where, you know, one thread ends and like, oh, everybody, next thread!
Right.
Everybody was like going back and forth between the different posts. And so, but that was the first one that totaled over 100 comments.
Wow.
The first post was number 27. That was the one that had the first, that first had 100 comments between when it was posted and the beginning of the next post.
Oh, whoa. Wow. How did you track that? I'm impressed. That's awesome.
So, and that was May 5th and then the May 8th.
Cool. And so that was really right at the beginning.
Really early on.
Right at the beginning.
I remember.
And then pretty soon just things went poof. And my next one is that.
Wait, are you on number four now? Hang on.
I am on number four.
Give me some more number four.
May 22nd on clue number 38, where Persephone did the whole two thing. And we had the photo. Like,
oh,
what's that?
Yes.
That was the first post with over 500 comments.
Because people were speculating like crazy what that darn picture was.
Yes.
We put up a picture of, we were idiots, and we put up that picture of Marvin Candle, which, you know, actually it turns out it still could be. I mean, I doubt it's JFK or what other people were speculating it was, but really the point of that wasn't revealed for a long time. Did you see what Speaker said on Ninja's blog where supposedly somewhere in there it said save me really small?
Yeah.
No, that's crazy. Are you ready for number three?
Oh, yeah, Pete. It's number three.
See.
Give me some more.
Number three. Okay. I found it very funny that on May 23rd, Belly of Desire, before he was an admin,
right,
got all upset about people posting, were searching to see if what they were talking about had already been posted.
What did he say?
He said, I'm just going to condense a little bit. He said, no one is ever going to listen. They never have. They never will. Whatever. As you were.
That's awesome.
I just found it so funny because now people are like, oh, I'm going to miss you so much, Belly. You say good morning to me every day.
And he was so frustrated with everybody at first.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And by the way, this list, I think you're putting together a list for each month. Different people are helping you with it, but we're going to have a hard copy of this available to download on the blog that just kind of has the highlights of each month, right?
Well, and more. We could hardly restrict ourselves. So we're talking about maybe 8, 10, whatever on the podcast, but the actual document is going to have a lot more.
Oh, for sure.
We
absolutely.
We are very funny people.
Cool. Well, let's move on to number two.
We're almost through.
Okay.
It's time for two.
On May 25th, and this is all chronological, not in order of importance.
Okay.
On May 25th, that was the day. That was the first time I saw Matt the Pale saying, oh, and by the way, I'm keeping track of all this over on my website.
May 25th. That wasn't his. That wasn't his first post, though. That was just his first time he was.
The first reference to his website?
No, not his first post. That was when he said, oh, and hey, everybody, I'm keeping track of all this. Go to my website where I'm documenting things.
Cool. All right, and
that was
such a great help over during the glitch.
What is number one?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Number one.
And my last one was on May 31st when you said, props to everyone in this think tank. You guys make this game so fun. Just FYI, we're constantly putting new, I'm paraphrasing now, we're constantly putting new posts up, so reload the blog in your browser every so often. Basically,
right.
You were telling us to hit F5. I can't believe there was a time in ARG when you had to remind us to push F5.
Well, stuff was coming out so fast then.
Yeah. There was so much stuff hitting us, and we were getting so many emails and tweaking. So we hadn't kind of gotten the hang of the game yet. So we were making so many edits. We were like, guys, we've got to, because people were emailing about stuff we'd already updated. And so, yeah, we had to do that reference. But now
it's
everybody.
So it just shows how much we've grown.
We really have.
Right.
Twinkle, man, thank you for being such a faithful contributor in the comments and such a friendly personality, a unifier, not a divider, and for really serving the blog and the rest of the folks that read it by helping put together this list of memories from each month. It'll be really fun to go back and read through all of them, not just the top eight.
Can I give you a couple of statistics?
Yeah. You got some stats?
For May statistics, two of the most important ones, there were 49 posts in May.
Okay, wow.
And there was a total number of 5,367 comments.
Wow.
Man. I didn't realize commenting was so popular back in May.
Yeah, and me neither.
Well, so there are 5,000 and some comments in May. Let me give you June, okay?
Okay.
Not everybody who's going to talk about these has these statistics. So June, we had 25 posts. So we had like half the number of posts.
Okay.
But in June, we had 11,846 comments.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
Over double the comments on half the posts.
Wow.
Yikes.
So people just went crazy after June.
Mm-hmm. In July, it was 29 posts and 16,000 and some comments.
Oh, my gosh.
That is so cool.
August?
Yeah.
Yeah. August, we had 46 posts and 17,000 plus comments.
That's awesome.
And then September, it's been 25 posts and 8,441 comments.
We've already had 25 posts in September?
That's hard to believe.
Yeah.
Wow. Man, it's crazy. Well, what you got any highlights you want to share with us before we move on and try to call Scout Post?
Well, Scout Post doesn't have the full list. Poor thing, she got sick. So she wasn't able to go through and do much more than a page or so.
Do you think she has
some
do you think she has eight, or do you want to just go ahead and share with us top eight from June?
How about I give you my top eight, and then if you want to, you can see if you can get a hold of Scout Post and just see if she can give her top one or two, because she just barely got to working on it, poor thing, before
She's sick. Let's not bother. Why don't you just share top eight,
right,
and then we'll move on to July. Now, I've got to play these sound effects again.
Let's get it on with number eight.
Number eight.
Let's get it on.
Sorry. Number eight. Go for it.
Okay, and I really appreciate, too, Scout Post and everybody else who's worked on this project with me. June. June started with the Rachel Blake's post from Iceland, went all the way through Persephone's and the heavy water stuff and some DJ Dan stuff. It started with the Hansel Foundation. Well, in the middle of June, the Hansel Foundation kind of shut down.
Uh-huh.
Was shut down. The website was shut down. And we met Rachel Blake for the first time. Retrievers of Truth.
Wait, time out. You're going through more. We got to stop and say this is number seven.
Oh, we got to do each one. Okay.
How many have you done?
This is just the highlight stuff. There's also some comments I want to pull in, too.
Well, you got to pick eight.
Ah! Okay. The Simon Game.
Okay, this is number seven.
It's just like heaven with
number seven. The Simon Game. You remember Simon Game?
Uh-huh. I remember Idaho Girl went all the way to 108.
Oh, man. And I've got a comment from... 107. I'm trying to remember. I believe it was. I'm hunting for it. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
I believe it was. Maybe it was Belly of Desire. I don't know. He says something like he got to number 66,
mm-hmm.
and then he hit the wrong button.
That's painful.
Yeah, there it is. It's Belly of Desire. He accidentally hit the wrong button and at 66 times to the Simon Game. He's going to go hang himself out.
Oh.
I'm very glad to see Belly of Desire recover.
He didn't do it. I remember playing that game. I had one of the assistants at our office come in, and she was writing them down, and I was pressing the buttons, and then she was reading them back to me. And we were going crazy, and we got to 44, I think, or something, and we messed up. And it was totally my fault, and she was so mad she'd wasted so much, because she's not following along with the experience at all, but she was getting into this game. She's like, what did you do? Like, I'm sorry. But I remember I was watching the Mavs play, and I was chatting I've gone blank on his name, so I feel like such an idiot. But I was chatting about the score of the game back and forth, and then Idaho Girl was going for it, and I was rooting her on at the same time. And she got the 108 and nothing happened. And we were like, whoa, you just wasted half your life doing that. All right, that's number seven. What is
get your fix with
now
number
I'm
six.
Now I'm going to go chronologically. That was just a couple things.
Okay.
June 3rd was when you announced that we were starting the research blog.
Awesome.
Wow.
We got a lot of response for that, but we ended up only picking 14 people. All right.
I feel so alive with number five.
Number five.
All right. The very first time it was announced in the comments that we needed to switch threads.
Ooh, that was in June.
June 6th.
Who said it?
Richard said, there's a new topic. And then Jamani, J-M-A-N-I-I, said, oh, thank you. Let's switch threads.
Awesome. That's
cool. That was the very first time that happened. And from then on, it became a habit.
Yep, number
Give
four.
Give me some more number four.
This is not a game highlight, but I found it very interesting. It was on June 6th when Crossfade became Crossfade.
What was he before?
Javi, J-A-V-Y.
Mm-hmm.
He said Crossfade sounds 10 times cooler. And I just wanted to make the comment that, yes, and it's lots better than what that pirate name generator came up with.
All right.
Oh, yippee. Okay. It's number three.
Number three.
Give me some.
There are so many good ones, you guys. We are just a bundle of fun.
It was a hoot.
Do you remember, podcast episode number five.
Oh,
got
yeah.
A lot of response. That was the one with the Persephone interview.
Mm-hmm.
And the growing pains thing started.
I think Growing Pains is going to rear its ugly head again in this podcast at some point.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we'll see.
And I thought you promised us that it wouldn't.
I know.
I didn't.
But here's what happened. I have to have... We're going to have a funeral for that promise.
I heard that one.
That promise is dying.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are we on number two?
June 17th, mm-hmm. That was the first time an administrator, you, David,
yeah,
cheated the first of the comments thread.
And wait, I did what?
You cheated.
Oh, when I said first?
Yeah. Oh, and I forgot to tell you the statistic I think about who said first.
Oh,
but
yeah, who
matter,
said that?
Tapdog, well, I'd have to go back and look, but Tapdog said first, the first, you know, like he was...
Right.
He was... Tap dog. He was top dog.
That's awesome. Tap dog with top dog.
So,
see, I'm so total.
That was the first time, and I think it's so funny that you know, you cheated, but we still love you. It's a country western song.
That's awesome. You know what? I'm such a dork. I never knew about that culture of saying first and like that. That's kind of something that happens on blogs or anything because I hadn't spent that much time on blogs and doing it. So it took me a while to kind of learn. But then I thought, hey, I can say first because I posted it. That was fun. All right, number one memory from June, and then we're going to give Maven a call here.
That was fun. What is number one?
I think this is a good way to summarize what happened in June. It was a comment that Lena, she's at this point in June called Team Lena, but I think that was the first time that she went by Team Lena. Before that, she was just Lena.
Right.
June 19th, she says, wasn't on for one lousy day and see what happens. How are we supposed to keep up with all of this?
And that
was June.
And that was the first time a sentiment like that was voiced.
Well, I don't think it was necessarily the first time, but it was one that I caught because I think Lena uses LOL more than anybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was easy to catch.
For sure. Shout out to Lena for sure. I love the DJ Lena podcast and the way that developed. And I'm sure that'll be in here in the highlights for the future months. All right, Twinkle, we are totally running out of time, so I'm going to hang up on you and give Maven a call.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you so much. We'll talk to you later.
Appreciate you up, Twinkle.
All right, bye. All right, let's call Maven up.
Yikes.
This is becoming the longest podcast in the world, isn't it?
Yes, very much so.
Okay, well, we'll try to get done because we're going to run out of tape. 818.
Whoa, don't
I'm
going to
go ahead
loud.
And announce her phone number. To the whole world. Where am I?
8675309.
You're going to mess me up. All right, let's hope she answers. Bro, we're going to have to crank through the rest of this deal.
Yeah.
Come on.
Maven, are you there?
Maven!
Hey.
Oh, hey!
Hey, it's David and William.
Oh, hi. Hi, guys.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. Mate? Funny, Ryan just emailed me. Have you been recorded yet?
No, yeah, are. You can email him back after you get down and tell him we're running a little late and we're crunched for time. So we're going to crank you through the top 8 moments from July. Are you ready?
Okay. I'm going to just go as fast as I can because I know it's very long.
All right, here we go. Number 8.
Number 8. Are you ready?
Let's get it on with number 8.
I'm ready.
Let's go for it.
Okay. Well, I'm doing the comments from the July post. I went through 16,430 comments.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for doing that.
It was pretty hard to narrow it down, but I will give you my top picks, okay?
All right.
Here we go.
Number 8.
Let's get it on with number 8.
Remember Cat's Eye?
Let's get...
Yes.
We were wondering who that was and why they didn't give us the code. Boy, were we pissed off at Cat's Eye, weren't we? That was at the end of the month.
Awesome.
And remember...
Is it number 7?
Okay.
It's just like heaven with number 7.
Caboose posting live from Comic-Con? Wasn't that awesome? We all felt like we were there. And when he posted, "Oh my God, Rachel is here," we all went crazy.
Yes, that was a really cool day.
Get your fix with number 6.
And also on July 12th, the East Coasters were posting to the West Coasters in a minute-by-minute rundown while we waited for something to happen on a lost repeat, and it was so exciting, and we were all on the edge of our seats, and then... At 9:56, Thrasher posted, "Holy crap, a Middlework commercial."
Uh-huh.
And that was cool.
And everybody went nuts there. Awesome.
Everybody
I feel
went
so
nuts
alive
then.
With number 5.
And remember...
number
cold
5.
Cold Up Here. Okay, Cold Up Here's 12-step program for the TLE addicts. And
yes.
I think we all can relate to number 1. I am powerless over the lost experience.
Number 4, maybe.
Give me some more number 4.
Okay. Remember when we wanted to start a gang war with ITE? I know. Remember, it got out of hand. It kind of sounded fun at first, but then on second thought, we kind of calmed down and realized we don't want to make enemies of each other.
Who was the main instigator of that?
You want me to tell you?
Yes.
It was Crossfade.
Crossfade.
Could we please have a gang war with ITE, please?
ITE was not too fond of that idea, and I had to do some cleanup there.
I think Thrasher calmed us down when he told us to, calm down now.
All right, from July, number 2.
We're almost
through. Remember
it's
when
time
Christy
for
started
two.
Frapper?
Wait, say that again?
When Christy started Frapper.
Yes, Frapper was so fun for like a day.
Yeah, it was fun in the beginning, seeing where everybody was posting from, but it really got to be a lot of problems with loading and using it, so it didn't really catch on. But it was awesome in the beginning.
Yeah, and it's cool to go back and look at and see where everybody is. All right, from July.
That's fun.
I think my number one post was clue number 68 on July 3rd when you... posted that Thrasher and Belly O' Desire joined the administration team.
And that was a good day for me.
A good day for you and for everybody because we had somebody there all the time posting.
And at least it felt like we were there all the time.
Everybody did a great job and with all the hard work involved.
They did a really good job.
And just to let you know that clue number 77, Rachel Blake at Comic-Con and Hansel Exposed, in one post alone, there was 932 comments.
Is that the highest from the whole deal?
I don't know if that's the most, but that's the most in July.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Maven, thank you for collecting this information, and thank you for being on our podcast, and thank you for being such an important member of this community.
Well, thanks for giving me the opportunity, and see you on the Lost Community.
All right. We'll talk to you later, Maven. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Cranking through.
That was good. It was fast and it was good. Okay. Now we're gonna give who are we gonna give a call here?
Fasten your seatbelt.
She's right here in the same town that we are in, Dallas, Texas. And her cell phone number is 214.
Whoa, just kidding,
I'm not gonna do that. Here we go. If somebody can translate those beeps with
I think it's the same every
is
time,
it?
Luckily.
All right. I'm going to be here editing video all night long.
That'll be fun.
Hello?
Hello, fasten your seatbelts.
Hey, what up, admin?
How are you doing?
All right, how are you?
Pretty good. Nice to talk to you again after seeing you at the little Ugly Betty show.
Men in trees.
That was ugly.
Now, we've been, I got to tell you, we are crunched right now for time. We're videotaping the podcast, and we only have so much time on this tape we have, so we've got to kind of crank through through August. And you've got 8 highlights for us for August?
I do, and I have to preface this by saying, I didn't really realize until today, when I got your email, that we might be recording something. So it might be just a little unpolished.
That's fine.
Okay.
I'm going to say number 8, and then you just give us a sentence or two, a summary of what a highlight was, and I'll say number 7. And as long as you have 8 picked out and you can summarize them in a sentence or two, we're good to go. Cool?
Okay.
All right. You ready to roll?
Yep. Go.
All right.
Let's get it on with number 8.
Number 8. What
Let's
you got?
Let's get it on.
Early in the month of August, our very own intrepid tab dog made several sad comments about not having a live glyph in the United States, and we all know what happened right after that.
We got a live glyph.
We got a live glyph.
Go tab dog. Oh, sorry. All right, let's move on. Number 7.
It's just like heaven with number seven.
The adrenaline frenzy that erupted with every new glyph release. New glyph. Fragment found. Who's on the leaderboard? Where does this one go?
That was the first adrenaline rush, and eventually that might have died off a little bit.
Correct.
Tapered. Just tapered.
Get your fix with number 6.
Number 6.
Number 6. All of the T-Luckers that were on webcams at... can I do that one again?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. All of the T-Luck people that were on the Times Square webcams looking for clues and trying to track down the man in the lineman suit, and then sending poor Dr. SpongeBob all over Times Square looking for the cliff.
That was
including
fun.
Making him ride on the Sprite tour bus.
Wait, that was Dr. SpongeBob?
That was little Dr. SpongeBob.
Was he by himself?
He was. And I don't think anybody realized it at the time, but he's like a teenager.
He's like 13.
I know. We would have probably been a little nicer to him.
go run around Manhattan by yourself. Oh, my gosh. I didn't realize that was him. I mean, I knew Marcus was out there most of the day, right?
He was. Dr. Spongy was wandering around with his little PSP thing emailing us going, guys, tell me where to go next. And so we would tell him where to go.
Wow.
And I guess there was somebody dressed in a lineman suit.
Yeah.
Which we were just convinced it had the glyph. So we were trying to
following. That's hilarious. All right.
I feel so alive with number 5.
Number 5.
Get your...
Number 5 would be admin plugging Save Jupe on the very first DJ Dan podcast.
Nice.
And, and the fact we also got to hear PZ Tab Dog Fenders and L-Force for the first time.
That was cool. And everybody was mad at me for not plugging the Lost Experience clues. But I cannot be self-promoting. I can't be.
It's better that way.
All right, that was a fun one. Number 4.
Give me some more number 4.
2 words, Glyph 29.
Glyph 29?
Yeah, remember the mysterious Glyph 29? We don't have
that didn't show up for 2 weeks or something.
Yes, goodness. I was like, which one was Glyph 29? There were 7.
Oh, for God's sake, you just blanked it from your memory because it's so painful?
Yeah, I hated it. I just gave up on it after a while. Number 3.
Oh, yippee.
Number 3.
It's number 3.
At the time, a chocolate-crazed dupe called into Admin's podcast and ranted and raved about how mad he was that he was really the brains behind Spider Protocol.
Wait, who called that?
That would be Jupe. I was just trying to squeeze one in on you. Come on.
All right, number
2. We're almost through.
Number 2.
It's time for 2.
Wait, hang on. I just lost my list. I got to give 2 more, is that right?
Yeah, 2 more.
Okay. Number 2 would be Kay Barrick's one-woman crusade for truth, justice, and Apollo bars in the Chicago area.
Yes, when she was on the news?
Yes.
That was awesome, Kay Barrick. And?
That was fun. What is
number one? Memory I have for the month of August has to be the ongoing Mr. Beardy is not Alvar. Yes, he is. No, he's not. Yes, he is. No, he's not.
That was quite the great debate.
You know, we held out on TOEC until the very end. We kept calling him Mr. Beardy because we were like, surely that's not Alvar. He looks nothing like that picture in the window. And sure enough, after all, it was him. And we looked like idiots for having Mr. Beardy for like a whole month.
It's true, but we'll get over it.
William, what is that?
That's our timer of 55 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to have to go get another tape or something. All right, Fasten, we've got to keep going. Thank you so much for giving us those top 8 moments of August.
Hey, you're welcome, guys.
All right, talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye. William, what are we going to do?
I don't know, man. Get another tape.
All right, let me go see how much is on that tape.
And in the meantime, I'm stalling, and
we've got 6 minutes left.
All right, that's about what we thought.
Oh, we're going to have to cut this in half. All right, let's call Ryan Drums. Cool?
Let's do it. Month of September.
I wonder if there's another tape in the deal.
Oh, in the back?
Yeah, see if there's... I might just pull like one or two highlights from each one, shorten it.
Hello,
Ryan.
What's happening, David?
Yeah, what's up, man?
What's happening, dude?
Not much. You're on a cell phone. Is that right?
No, I'm mobile phone.
You're on a mobile phone. Okay, I'm gonna see if there's is there any way you can turn up. Is there a microphone or anything on there you can turn up?
All right, hold on. Let me see. I don't think it went up, but how's this sound? I mean, you can call another number.
No, it sounds fine as long as you kind of keep talking as loud as you're talking. Ryan Drums, man, what's up, dude?
Nothing much, dude.
Hey, we are crunched for time. Did you find another tape, William?
No.
No. Okay, we're crunched for time. We only have about 5 minutes to crank through September. So I'm just going to say a number, and you can give me your top 8 highlights as concisely as possible. Cool?
That sounds good.
Awesome, man. All right, let's roll. Number 8 for September.
Let's get it on with number 8.
Number 8 let's for September, I would have 8. To say, is Boulder Loving Cat. He said, yes, the Hanzo lawyers seem to be the slowest lawyers in the world. No wonder Rachel felt no hurry getting the 70 bits of film up on the web. That's
awesome.
It.
Number 7.
It's just like heaven with
number 7. I have to say, goes to Noble Lawyer. Okay, so Hanzo launched a mental health appeal to save Rachel Blake, his stupid daughter. Obviously, he failed.
Wow, number 6.
Get your fix with number 6.
Number 6, I'll give to Dark Angel. I can see the end now. Rachel wakes up in her bed in Kansas. Oh, I had the strangest dream and you were all there. Thomas, you are a cowardly megalomaniac. Uncle Alvar, you were there too. Malik, you were there, but you were an Iron Man.
That's a good one. That's number funny. 5.
I feel so alive.
Number 5, I'll give to Oxalini. Daz agreed. Malik is the fixer. Upper, that is. He's a matchmaker to the evil geniuses. Plotting to save the world, taking up your time. No time to find the perfect match. Let Malik fix you up. Malik is discreet and his discerning taste. When you're going to repopulate the world, why not start with some good-looking jeans? Call Malik today.
That was awesome. That's good. I think I missed that one. Number 4.
Some more number 4.
Number 4, I'll give to Oxalini.
Again.
Just a post saying that she'd like to see some bloopers, and some of the bloopers that would have been great to see was maybe Rachel bumps into Thomas Myrtle Rinnenwerk outside the map office and his ponytail falls off. Fixer picks up the phone to say he'll fix the Vic thing, and the phone rings while he's holding it. And last one, Rachel goes up to the Allied Copenhagen shipping door and drops the pizza.
Nice. All right, number, what are we on, 4? Number 2, I mean 2.
Number 2, I will give to, hold on 1 second. Let's see. Well, I guess I'll give it to Fasten Your Seatbelts. She sums up the whole love letter thing between Rachel Blake and Malik. Pretty much goes back and forth between Rachel Blake and Malik, so I'll change my voices, for Rachel Blake. So
awesome.
Here it goes. Yes? Where's De Silva? Dead, sorry. Meet me in Norway. Cool. Okay, cool. Where should we meet? How about Oslo Starbucks? Cool. Cool. Should I wear my fake wig? Cool. Laugh out loud. Call DJ Dan, he likes you. Shut up, roll on the floor laughing my A off.
That was, you know what, and it was fun in the comments, but I almost like your interpretation better. Ryan Drum's number one.
All right, number one, I have to say, it's fasten your seatbelts. The big Rachel Blake quiz to determine if you're related to her or not. And a lot of people contributed to this. It was Oxalini, Dixie, Maven, DeJetzer, and Nate Voodoo. So I'm going to start at number one. There's, I think, like 17 of them, so I'm going to go really fast, okay?
Okay, go.
Number one, do you have an irresistible need to type in either uppercase or lowercase, ignoring all social conventions to use them both appropriately? Number two, are you compelled to videotape all your exploits, then edit out the really interesting parts? Three, do you stalk secretive billionaires for no apparent reason? Four, do you find yourself assaulting strangers with small appliances, only to become oddly drawn to them in a romantic way? Five, do you write your grocery list in a combination of binary and hex? Six, do you end your conversations with irrelevant movie/TV quotes? Seven, do you have a tendency to tear up everything in 70 little pieces before throwing them in a garbage can? Eight, are you the last person to figure out the clues in a mystery, even as everyone around you is shouting the answer? Nine, do you like to pretend the islands and the Great Lakes are equatorial? 10, do you have a hacker alter ego who is 2 to 3 times smarter than your everyday self? 11, do you pass out chocolate bars for no apparent reason? Have you ever forced someone to watch Ugly Betty in order to get their candy bar? 12, have you ever been in a Turkish prison? 13, does everyone you touch end up killed, kidnapped, or vanished? 14, do you like to disappear for days only to have your next public update be from a week ago? 15, do you ditch your real friends as soon as you get a boyfriend who likes to send you love notes in code? 16, do you warp to the future to take pictures of corpses and return to the present to post them, including the future date they were taken on the photo? 17, do you like to wear disguises around people who have no idea what you look like in the first place? That's it.
Awesome.
Appreciate it.
I really enjoyed that. Ryan Drums, thanks for being on the podcast.
Anytime, guys.
All right, dude. We'll talk to you later for sure.
All right, see you guys.
All right, bye, man.